Welcome to episode 354. There's a fundamental flaw in the way you think about diets, and it's got a lot to do with the term losing weight or weight loss. And the immediate thoughts that you have after you hear something like that, which are usually eat less, move more, get hungry, starve yourself, low calories, hunger, cravings, and just general angst as a result of not putting enough nutrition in your body. In this episode, I want to show you an easy mindset shift that puts your brain into abundance thinking when it comes to burning body fat and take you out of the perpetual cycle of shame that comes from failing at losing weight, like the 100 times before now that you've been in that situation. So let's stop that going on and flip the script and move things in the right direction once and for all. Sound good? Amazing. Let's get into it.
Welcome to the How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast. You've tuned in because you want to start taking your health seriously so you don't, well, get sick and die. Here we talk all things health, nutrition, and human optimization. Let's jump into it with your host and resident scientist, Maddie Lansdowne.
What's up, my healthy friends? Welcome back to another episode of the How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast, a Coaching with Maddie edition. And if you do or do not know, you're about to, that in 2024, it's my mission to coach 500 people to get control of their sugar cravings and sugar binges so they can stop yo-yo dieting, stop obsessing about food, and finally create a body they feel confident being in. I realized as I started saying that sometimes when I do that, I'm so used to saying it that it might sound like I am the commentator at a horse racing event or at an auction or something like that. Anyway, what I want to talk to you about today is the idea of starving yourself thin, right? It's something that really fires me up because logically, on face value, it makes sense. Eat less food, weigh less on the scales, right? Go down in clothing size. And that's a really basic way to think about it. And that might actually be true if the food in our landscape and in our environment and in our supermarkets actually resembled real food. That might be a realistic way to think, right? But the reality is that we've got food that is really tiny that has tons of energy in it, right? And we've also got the opposite, you know, which is like we've got some health foods which are just fake food full of air, which are really, really low energy or really low calorie, but they take up a lot of physical space. And so we've created this culture of starving ourselves thin, right? You've probably done it 100 times, counting calories, cutting out entire food groups, and going to a place where you're just basically really hungry all of the time and you're craving food and you get to a point where you're overwhelmed and you're just like, ugh. And the mindset around that is this constant tennis match in your head between don't eat it, it's not good for you. And then the part of you saying, just eat it, you know, fuck it. You only live once. We can start again tomorrow. And you're always wrestling this voice. And as the diet goes on and the cravings get more intense or the hunger just starts to really sit in your gut and maybe even become a little bit uncomfortable, you eventually just say, oh, all right, let's do it. I'm done. Let's give up on this diet. I don't even care. And you dive in head first, okay? There's a lot of things wrong with going about this idea of starving yourself thin, okay? It's that we come from a place of lack. Now, we're in a world of abundance. Anyone listening to this podcast has likely got access to a lot of food or at least enough that they're in a situation that they want to change with their health, okay? And so when we're in an abundant or even an excessive world and we come from a place of lack, that really conflicts with our reality. We're trying to create an internal reality that does not match the external reality. And that conflict, it really creates a barrier or a situation in the mind where the mind is a little bit confused and ends up giving in to the abundance because it doesn't make sense to restrict oneself based on all of this access to food and nutrition and sugar and vegetable oils and drugs and all of it, right? And so we don't want to come at our diet, even if you want to lose weight, and it's okay to want to lose weight. I've been a part of programs that have been part of my credentials that really pushed me to tell people that it's not okay to focus on weight and we shouldn't be weight focused, right? And I actually disagree with that. It's okay to want to lose weight, but we don't want to come from a place of lack. We don't want to have to think getting ourselves into a healthy body and even the phrase lose weight, like you're losing something. And it's really important to know, what are you losing? Some people are losing their safety. Some people are losing their home. Some people are losing everything that they've ever known, right? And I'm using those things as a metaphor for the body fat, okay? So we don't want to think about it as losing weight, right? As lack, as deprivation diets, as starvation, as hunger. We want to come at it as eating for wellness. Because the truth is, and this is really uncomfortable for people to hear, some people are not going to lose weight for a long period of time. Because I really believe in the idea that you start losing weight or you start shifting your body composition in the right direction when your body is in a healthy situation. A lot of people think, lose weight and therefore as a result I'm healthy. Trust me, many of these starvation, low-calorie, restrictive diets, just because you lose weight does not mean you have created a healthy body, right? A lot of people are lacking nutrients and they're hungry, and hunger is a sign that you are missing nutrition. You have not put the right stuff in, okay? It can also be a sign of hormones, neurotransmitters, and the hunger cues and signals and a few other things to do with the brain. But primarily, when I hear that, I think the person is not getting enough nutrition, right? It's the first thing I think of. And so instead of coming from this place of all the negative, all the lack and without, we want to come from a place of eating for my wellness, not eating for weight loss, because that's confusing. If we're eating for weight loss, it's like we're adding to lose. That's a bit confusing as well. Remember, this is a Coaching with Maddie episode, so we're talking about psychology and behavior change here. This is where the rubber hits the road, where we take the science and we do something practical with it, okay? And so we want to make sure that our mind is clear and directional in a logical way. So we want to eat for wellness, because as you create a healthy body, your body will begin shifting the body composition. And that may involve burning body fat and using it as fuel, aka losing weight, okay? And so we want to think of it as I'm eating to fuel my body to do what is naturally healthy, okay? And so what is naturally healthy for most of us is that our body fat will shift. Our body fat composition will reduce over time and we'll burn that energy as metabolic fuel, right? To do things that we like doing, like going to the gym or going for a walk or doing your Pilates class or just keeping up with the busyness or the intensity of day-to-day life. And you'll find that life is a lot more enjoyable because you've got more energy there, okay? And you're not running on burnout level or depleted stores, or you're just knackered and you're going towards all of these sugary snacks that are physically small but really high in lots of energy, aka calories, okay? So I'd really encourage you to start thinking about this and the way that you think about losing weights and starvation diets. I want you to move across to eating for wellness, right? Eating to become healthy, and a healthy body then moves the body composition and the percentage of body fat in the right direction. Because the truth is, and there's been people that I've worked with and people that have been doing this for many years, trying to get healthy, trying to lose weight, and may have actually lost a little bit of weight, but really struggle. And that's because their body isn't healthy, right? Their stress is off the charts. They haven't managed their hormones in a really, really long time. They have a sedentary lifestyle and job. They haven't walked into a gym in a long time, whatever it might be. You know, they're not physically active. They have a really traumatic or painful or difficult marriage or relationship that they're too scared to end. I know somebody who recently sort of came up in my world that shared that some of her health issues disappeared when she ended her marriage, which had been an awful experience for multiple decades. Remember, it's not just food that determines your body weight. The health of your body is determined by your hormones, your neurotransmitters. Those things are determined by your diet and your stress levels and the belief systems that you have around managing your day-to-day life and how much is on your plate, how much are you juggling, right? Then that also factors into your sleep. How much sleep are you getting? Because not enough sleep means you're not producing enough hormones and neurotransmitters, which means you're not able to navigate the stressful life that you're living, right? So there's a lot of things that go into actually getting to a place where your body burns fat as fuel, and it's not just food. So we have to eat for wellness. We need to create and put in fuel that develops a healthy body, that can sleep better, that can go to the gym, that can do all of the wellness activities that you might need to be able to do in order to get your body to be a healthy body, which also means it's not just about weight. It's about preventing disease. It's about, you know, showing a role model or being a role model to your children and showing them how to live, because the future of food, at least for the next couple of decades, it looks pretty dark, to be honest. We need more role models in the home that are able to embody all of these practices. And your children don't learn because you yell at them to tell them to eat vegetables. They learn by watching you eat vegetables every single night. They learn by you prioritizing the bath you need at the end of the week and the privacy you need for an hour. They learn by seeing you do a 10-minute breathwork or meditation each day in the window that you get, right? And many of you will say, Maddie, you don't even know what it's like. Maybe I don't have kids, but I've got plenty of clients that are able to make this work. and it doesn't happen overnight, but the practice begins now. So get rid of the language that's depleting, that's negative, that's less, that's losing, that's restrictive, that's all of those things, and move to abundance and happiness, right? Eating for wellness. And when you're a well, healthy human, your body will then move the body composition and the weight and the fat in the right direction. If you've enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend, share it in your stories, do all of that jazz, spread the love, and I will see you on the next episode. Thanks. Bye. Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed this episode or learnt anything at all, the gift of your 5-star rating would be incredibly helpful. And what's even more powerful is if you write a review. You can do it below each episode on Spotify, every time an episode comes out, and inside Apple Podcast, simply find the main page of this show with all the episodes on it, scroll to the bottom, hit write a review, share your amazing feedback, and then hit send. It helps this show grow tremendously and allows me to successfully invite bigger and more famous guests each time we do the show. Thank you for helping us climb the charts, climb the algorithm, and help more people. Oh, and by the way, I have a short disclaimer as well. I just wanted to quickly remind you that the information provided on this podcast is for general informational purposes only. While we strive to bring you accurate and up-to-date content, it's important to note that a lot of this is mixed with opinions, stories, and ideas not supported by mainstream science or medicine. Any advice or suggestions should not be considered a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always consult a healthcare provider before making any decisions about the health and wellness of you and your family. Remember too that what works for one person may not work for another. And just as we promote on the show, each person is responsible for their own health decisions. Thank you for tuning into the How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast. And now, the next episode. Here it is.